Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And what is with, like, I feel like if we tracked the trajectory of your talking intros, you've been so sad recently.
Oh, I think
is everything okay at home?
Well, that's a loaded question. I feel like I'm so focused on the words.
Right.
That I don't even think of them as real anymore. It's like when someone says to you, hey, can you look at the spelling of this word? Is it right? And you look at it for too long, and after a while, you don't even know what the word is.
Oh, yeah,
or how
all
to
the
spell
time.
It.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to me with that sentence. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm moving my mouth. Air is coming out. It's vibrating with my tonsils or whatever the fuck makes sound. And that is what we're left with.
Nice. Okay, well, this week's topic is... Would you rather? Would you rather? I don't know why, because Brie felt like she wanted to be in high school again. I don't know what weird situation you were going through. This is a Brie-suggested topic, which means that I think this and basically Brie's birthday are the only two Brie-suggested episodes. So buckle up!
Honestly, Brie's birthday, a cult classic.
A cult classic at this point, but one I would rather not have made.
Honestly, I thought this would be fun because, as you all know, I'm very hip and happening on the TikTok at @BrianWilliamson_.
If you were, like, do kids play Would You Rather? Probably not. Hip and happening? No.
But I just feel like the people like the games, if you will.
Right.
Okay? They like when you do the little, like, on TikTok these days, everyone's doing the little games with, like, answering questions. It's going back to, like, old school YouTube days.
Right, right.
Like, old school YouTube people would do those little challenges, and then people got bored of them because they were like, I can't just watch you do this for 15 minutes just because you're hot. So then everyone moved to vlogs.
And now they're like, I'm going to listen to you guys do this because you sound hot but are hideous.
Yes.
So this will work for us.
This will work perfectly for us.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, that makes more sense now.
Faces for radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So when... You said, let's do some gay-specific would-you-rathers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking up gay would-you-rathers, and this is a would-you-rather that I found on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be fed like a baby bird for the rest of your life? So, like, someone chews up your food and spits it into your mouth, like a baby bird.
Okay.
Or be gay once.
Like one singular time.
One? That was the internet.
One kick at the gay can?
Yeah. Like one gay experience, or like literally every meal in your entire life. Say 90 years of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, road trip snacks, any food someone pre-eats for you and then spits into your mouth.
You know that frat boys say that at frat parties too, and everyone's like, oh, bro, definitely the spit in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Or they're
bro.
Like, I don't know, I guess maybe I'd probably be gay once. And then the other one's like, oh, well, like, tonight? So, yeah.
So, yeah, probably the bird.
Probably the bird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, this seems very imbalanced.
Okay, that's like, there's this game that me and my friends play, and Sean has participated in a couple times, called Piccolo, and it's a drinking game. So if you're underage, do it with cream soda or whatever kids drink these days at birthday parties.
Ranch dressing.
Yeah, ranch. That's good. And it's like a brainless drinking game. So it's an app on your phone, and it just pops up and says, like, different little questions or would you rathers or, like, dares. And I have never realized how heteronormative society is than half of the questions in Piccolo that now we've just learned to skip. But it'll be, like, real wild questions, like, have you ever kissed someone of the same gender? And everyone's like, no!
Gross!
Or, like, people, like, put their finger down and everyone's like, Stacey, what? When?
Stacey, you slut! Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised that came up when you searched gay would you rather.
Yeah, So let's keep going on to okay. So I have some that I came up with.
Okay.
And I don't think you do.
I have a couple, but that's because I asked my following on Instagram at Brianne Williamson to come up with some. And
so I will. Yeah. This ties directly into Brianne. Mm-hmm. This is a secondary Brianne planned episode.
Okay.
And Bri said, let's do Would You Rather, and then proceeded to not do anything in relation to the episode. So
at least I'm just consistent, you know?
Yeah. You know, I will give you that.
Consistently bad.
Yeah, consistent garbage. my first one is, would you rather come out every day or never come out?
Come out every day.
Not
like coming out to like at the grocery store.
No, like full parents, everybody, full come out every day.
Oh, God.
Or not come out every day and just...
Like have to have that like combo with like everyone. It's like that movie where the people
like 50
forget
first
every
dates,
day.
Yeah. Yeah. So but you have to like eat rainbow cake every day.
Oh, fuck me. The cake part I'm not mad at. But the coming out... I honestly, this is like... very homophobic of me, as I am.
Classic Bri.
Classic me. I honestly would just probably just never come out.
I feel like it's a lot of like time.
That's
like,
what
imagine
it is. It's
like
time.
Imagine being like, oh, I'm running late for work, but I have to tell everybody in my life that I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah, that's exhausting.
Yeah,
I do feel like you'd get so good at it that it would just like. You're literally leaving the house and you're like, hey, I'm gay. And like, that would be it.
Yeah.
And
but if I was in like
the no reaction,
if I was in like a 50 first dates kind of scenario with coming out every day, I would be always terrified that I would run into Adam Sandler though. So I feel like that pressure alone.
You have to come out to Adam Sandler every day.
Never come out. Definitely never come out.
Okay. I have one for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have pubes for teeth or teeth for pubes?
Oh, my God. I hate this question.
I know.
Whoever wrote this, because I know Bri didn't come up with this. Whoever wrote this, seek help. I have this weird... Okay, so this is like kind of a long-winded story for something that you just asked me about teeth pubes. But I love horror movies.
Uh-huh.
And I got like... it's called Shudder, which is basically... horror Netflix.
Oh.
So I got Shudder.
You're that kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You pay
for it. They calm me down.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I watch horror movies by myself alone in the dark, and I'm, like, not freaked out. Like, I just watch them to enjoy
you
them.
Feel
anyways,
relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm
so
concerned. Okay.
When you sign into Shudder, if anybody is listening that has Shudder, if there's some more fucked up people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on, like, the homepage of Netflix where it will, like, show, like, fucking, I don't know, Kristen Stewart or, like, somebody, like, a picture from the movie or something. Then you sign in.
Yeah.
When you sign in, on Shudder, there's, like, three, like, creatures from, like, I guess some of the movies that are on Shudder.
Uh-huh.
And one of them is this, like, creature. I'm going to show it to you. That's made of teeth.
Oh, fuck.
And it really... really disturbs me.
Okay, I'm scared to see this.
Like, really disturbs
me. Okay, for those of you that want to see what Sean's talking
about, I'll show you the tooth monster.
Go follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. We'll post over there with a warning for anyone who doesn't want to see
it. A tooth warning. But any dentists out there are going to love this. This is like their...
Is it like very realistic looking or is it like a cartoon? Because
it's like pretty realistic looking.
Oh, I'm really not into this. This is... Ew, what the fuck?
Is that not horrific?
Ew, yeah, I really hate that. I don't ever look at that again.
No.
Ew, okay, get it away.
I know, and I love Shudder, but every single time I go there, I'm, like, horrified.
Okay, can I tell you something that's really disturbing about teeth?
Okay.
You can look it up if you want while you have your laptop open.
Okay.
They have this thing that, like, some people, they remove something from their body, and it's, like, a clump of cells that
it becomes, like, teeth on your...
And there's, like, teeth in the lump.
Yeah.
So they'll, like, pull something out of your, like, stomach, and they open it up, and it's, like, hair and teeth in the lump.
In
like, real, fully developed hair and teeth in a lump in a random spot
this.
In your body. And the thing is, you could have one of those lumps. Like, right now, there's teeth in a lump in your body and you don't know it.
Oh, you know what? Would you rather? I would rather I'd never heard this question. I think I would probably rather have teeth pubes. Because then I just wouldn't have sex with anybody. But, like, if I had, like...
So you just have, like, hair dangling in your mouth all day? Just
yeah,
like...
but then you wouldn't, like, talk to, like, anybody, which I feel like would be really sad.
Yeah, that would be sad. That's why I would choose teeth on my pubes.
Yes, me too.
Oh, I thought you were saying pubes. Oh
no,
I'd
rather have teeth for pubes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
This made... You know that, like, weird... I feel like I'm sweating. This made me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're feeling nauseous.
Whoever said that, go to jail.
Dana said
you get
it.
The go to jail... Dana, you're going to jail. You're going
to
gay jail. Okay, here's my follow-up to that.
Okay.
Would you rather have all your food taste like pussy, or would you rather have all pussy taste like various foods?
Oh, my God.
Similar to the last one.
I don't feel like there's a bad answer.
I think there's two bad answers.
I would choose pussy tasting like food, just because if all food tasted like pussy, I'd get bored. Like,
yeah.
I'd want it to taste different. It would be a little strange if you, like, went down one day on someone and it was like, ooh, sauerkraut, like, not my favorite food.
Right.
But, like, some days it would be exciting because you're like, oh, nice, like a...
I got a chocolate milkshake this time. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So it changes it up a bit, and I enjoy that. I enjoy that little spice of life, if you will.
At least you have a varying diet, you know?
Well-rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a salad for health day.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You either have to take a shot of vodka or a spoonful of mayo.
I love both of those things.
Ew.
I love mayo. Anybody that says they don't like mayo, you're lying.
I hate it.
But, like, why wouldn't you want things to be creamy?
It, like, literally is disgusting to me.
No, it's like, why? So it's like, I'm eating a sandwich, okay, what if I had a creamy sandwich?
Oh, fuck.
Also, I think a big key thing here is that I'm vegan, so, like, it's not actually eggs, it's just, like, blended oils.
See, yeah, that's the thing. I would do that. I don't like eggs. Like, eggs creep me out.
Okay,
I've never eaten an egg.
I'm going to fill you in on something. You are an adult, and you can go to a store and buy vegan mayo.
Yeah, but I don't even care about it. Like, I don't want it.
Oh.
I don't feel like I'm missing it from my life. It's not stressing me out, like, not having it.
Right. Okay,
what's
so,
stressing me out is having to eat it.
Okay, so would you rather do a shot of vodka or... like, spoonful of
absolutely
mayo.
Absolutely a shot of vodka.
My answer is yes.
You'd actually maybe mix them on together.
Absolutely.
Delicious.
They both work as the shot and the chaser. So it's really a best case scenario.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's my next one. Would you rather never have sex with your partner again?
Okay.
So, Julia, would you rather never have sex with Julia again or only be able to have sex with Julia if it's in a threesome?
Oh, never have sex again.
Okay.
I'm
so
a
like,
jealous bitch.
Romance, you guys are getting down and dirty, and then you're like, you have to, like, call someone.
Yeah, like, no.
Yeah.
Also, I have nothing against people that want to do threesomes. Like, do you? Obviously, there's various... different ways that relationships work, and I'm not judging any of those. But for me personally, I'm like very monogamous.
Yeah, I'm vanilla. So,
yeah, I'm just not interested in a threesome. Like, I feel like there's too many moving parts, stresses me out. I don't know where I would focus. I'd be concerned about where I was focusing and like wanting everyone to feel like safe and welcome. And then afterwards, I would stress more about the after conversation, not with Julia, with the person. Like, do you have a snack? Do you tell them to leave? Like,
yeah,
do
you
they
have a shot of mayo
go?
And a spoonful of vodka.
So, yeah, I would just never have sex again. I feel like we're really good at cuddling, and that makes me happy. And
yeah.
That could be enough.
You would raunchy cuddle.
Yeah, a little dry hump. Are we allowed to dry hump?
Yeah, I'll accept dry hump.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm fine.
Perfect.
Okay. Would you rather have to see your ex every day or never see your best friend again? I want to up this to you have to go for, like, dinner with your ex every day. And it has to be your least favorite ex.
Shit. I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm friends with some of my exes.
No.
No problem.
No, it has to be your least favorite one. Or like never see me again. Like your favorite person in the world. Yeah, your favorite person in the entire world.
Probably dinner with my ex.
You'd just get used to it after a while. It would just be a meal.
Yeah. Is it paid for? If I get free dinner every night,
sponsored
I don't care.
Sponsored by Uber Eats.
I don't care who it's with. If you're paying, I'm staying. My motto always.
Honestly. Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, like, obviously, I have to say the X thing.
Right.
But that's not an easy answer. Yeah. Like, because I don't want to lose my best friend. But, like, every fucking night, like, every night, I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, we're eating this.
Well, if you listen to the Loss episode, it seems like my old best friend played this game.
Oh.
Chose the other option.
And just sidestepped right out.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm like, I've noticed you haven't been having dinner with your ex every night.
I'm wondering where those Instagram stories are.
I see that I'm cut here.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's not gay focused. There's another one. Mm-hmm. But this one I think is really, really hard hitting.
Okay.
And I think this is the answer that people are really here for.
Okay.
Would you rather sweat milk?
Okay.
Or sneeze spaghetti?
Sweat milk for sure.
Yeah.
Sneeze spaghetti, you fucking spaghetti noodles flying over my fucking nose.
Okay, so I originally mm-hmm. thought that I was on your side.
Okay.
But then I realized how sweaty I am.
Okay.
How bad old milk smells.
Oh, so you're like always milky.
Always milky. How how obvious it would be that you were sweating milk all the time, because I sweat so much.
Yeah.
And then I thought about how little I sneeze.
Right.
Allergy season would just be like an Italian restaurant up in this bitch. But besides that, I don't sneeze that much.
Yeah.
And then free dinner, too.
Okay, I can't. I can't with that.
Who's going to finish it?
Okay, I'm going milk just because I feel like I don't, like, work out. I don't, like, sweat a lot. Like, maybe a little in the pits. Like, you know, if it's a hot summer day. But then it's just, like...
Some hot, milky pits.
Then it's just, like, less transparent. That's, like, the way I'm seeing it.
Right.
Like, I'm just seeing it as, like... Yeah, it's milk, but no one needs... But no one needs to know. And if I rub my elbows close enough to my sides, I might churn butter for free. Honestly.
Why?
Like, yeah. Honestly. Mayo for all. Like,
that's not how you make mayo.
Well, like, honestly, I feel like I could. If I sweat milk and I, like, worked hard enough at it, I feel like I could make any dairy product. Blue cheese.
The one thing I did think about also, though, I was like, when is the worst time to sneeze?
During sex?
You're having sex, sneeze, covered in spaghetti.
Oh my God.
Thinking while driving.
Oh,
I hate sneezing while driving.
On my way over here, I almost killed myself on the on-ramp. I sneezed.
Like, and now imagine having to clean spaghetti off the inside of your windshield as well.
How much spaghetti is erupting out of your nose?
I was thinking like a handful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair amount.
But I never just sneeze once.
No, it's always at least twice.
It's always twice, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I'm still going with milk.
Okay.
Honestly, Brie's cheese. Like, I could start
cheese.
A business. Like, I sell cheese made from my body.
I need to leave this closet.
Honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still team spaghetti.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean's spaghetti.
Sean's.
We're both flourishing business people after this.
Okay. This question... I feel like we need more information.
Okay.
Would you rather eat worms or lick toenails?
How often? Or just once?
Okay,
toenails?
My
How
issue,
many worms?
Yes. My issue is, are the toenails clippings or attached? Because that's very different for me. If they're attached, like someone's foot that I'm licking, I've got no problem.
Yeah.
Bring the toe in the mouth. Like, I'm ready to lick.
Or eat worms.
Like, eat live worms.
I think lick the toenails.
Exactly. But if it's clippings, like a bowl of clippings that I have to, like, put in my mouth or, like, lick, like, I there's something about it being unattached to the body that
Even if it's unattached, sure, you're licking it, but, like, just wipe your tongue.
I just got more disturbed at the thought of wiping my tongue with something dry. Like, you know when you, like, wipe, like, your tongue with something? How disturbing that feels?
Yeah, but you know what else would be disturbing? Just eating a handful of live worms.
That's so fucking true. Oh, my God. Okay, but I want to talk a bit more about this. I want to dive into the fact of there's so many things about our bodies that we think is, like, totally fine until they're, like, away from us. So, for example, poo. In you. All the time. Like, your poo is touching the inside of you right now. Okay?
Okay.
It's touching the inside of you.
Okay.
Okay? As soon as it's gone from you, you'd never touch it. But it touches the inside of you.
Is this what keeps you up at night?
Okay, there's a few more things.
Okay, sure.
The other thing is, when people are afraid of hair, I don't get it. Like, detached hair on the ground.
Who's afraid of it?
A certain friend of mine's ex was afraid... probably still is, but haven't spoken to them recently. Like, if hair was on the ground, like, unattached from someone's head, it really creeped them out. But then yet, you think, like, they would sit there and, like, touch their significant other's hair, no problem. But as soon as the root is gone from the scalp, then all of a sudden it's disturbing to you? I don't understand that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think about these things. The one thing I do think of is how it's weird that farts just smell because it's air trapped around poo. I would say that's the only thing that keeps me up about poo at night.
I've never thought about that.
Isn't that weird?
I hate that so much.
It's literally just like air that just, it's like, just shimmied past. It was like, sorry, no, I just need to get out.
Oh my God, I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I feel like everyone finds disturbing, and I find it very interesting.
Okay.
The fact that you constantly have spit in your mouth. But if someone asks you to fill a shot glass with your own spit and then shoot it back, that's gross.
See, we had this when we were playing that drinking game.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was that gross.
Okay, see, like, everyone listening knows that I'm right on this one.
Clearly no one spat in your mouth before, though, so...
I wouldn't mind if someone else spat in my mouth.
Right.
I have no
problem
with
that. You wouldn't
want
to spit your own spit into the air and then catch it.
Something about putting my spit into a cup... letting it simmer for a minute and then reshooting it is so disturbing to me. I can't think of almost anything worse.
Okay.
But yeah, I just don't get like how like body things, once they're gone from your body, are all of a sudden gross. But they are to me. Like, I understand it, but I don't get why.
None of that is gross to me.
Okay, Sean, we've got more things to talk about here than, like, your issues, okay?
Okay. Hey, Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Okay, so moving on to one that's more gay related again.
Okay.
Would you rather only have gay people in your life?
Uh-huh. Oh,
or
so easy right
now. Only straight people in your life?
Obviously only gay people. Well, oh, but then my
think
family,
about it.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're only ever surrounded
veto,
by like...
You can't veto like four?
Nope. Only straight people are only gay people. So you either lose Julia and all your friends, or you lose, like, your
oh, my
family.
God. I didn't care about you or anyone,
no.
But then Julia. That's sad. Oh, my God. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's really hard. I have to go with my family because family is always like number one to me. But like Julie is my family.
Well, I would she's dead now.
I would literally be like, you have to like start dating a man.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know what to do here. Like we got to be low key. Still hang
choose
out.
The other one. Make the other choice. You chose gay. Now choose the other one.
Yes. I'm stressed about it.
Yeah.
I'm really stressed.
This will be happening later tonight, so make your decision.
Okay, I'll think of it. What would you choose?
Oh, God. I think only straight people.
Only straight people, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you mesh well with straighties.
I don't think that's true, but I just think it's, like, my family and then, like, my grandma.
It's a disturbing question to think about, only because of my family.
Yeah.
If the family was, I could veto in, then the answer would be obvious.
If I could convince my family to be gay as well, they are in. We are choosing gay people.
Oh my God. Some people have such an easy out to that question if they have gay parents.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Lucky them. Yeah. Goals. Life goals. I'm proud to say that one day when I have a kid, if this question was presented to them, they wouldn't have a tough decision to make.
You're right.
That's nice.
And that's beautiful.
That is a beautiful thought.
That is gorgeous.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you, would you rather
uh-huh.
never have sex again?
Okay.
Okay. Or have to have sex twice a day?
Never have sex again.
Like twice a day is way too much for you.
Twice a day is like so much.
So exhausting.
I feel like this is the same as like the coming out every day kind of thing. The coming every day kind of thing. It just takes a lot out of you. Yeah. And then I feel like it like wouldn't be like special or interesting after a while.
Yep, I see that.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
That's my choice.
I like that choice.
What is yours?
Never have sex again.
Well,
twice a day is too much.
I guess you would get really efficient at it, though.
And I'm talking like twice a day, like not like back to back. We had sex twice, like two different.
Right, like
times.
Morning and night, lunchtime, yeah. And
later lunch,
brunch. Yeah, I think like
it just seems like a lot.
I just think about how tired I am all the time.
I think about how much reality TV I like to watch.
That's true.
And how it would hinder that.
Yeah.
And my ability to be watching like six seasons of Real Housewives at the same time.
Yeah, it would really get in the way.
It really would. So I don't know if I would. I don't know. It's a tough call because it would be fun for like 2 weeks.
Oh, the first 2 weeks, glorious.
Glory. And
fun.
Then after that,
you'd be laughing about it. Yeah. You'd be like, see you later tonight. Slap your ass on the way out. And then like 2 weeks later, you'd be like, fuck.
Like, oh my God.
Fuck, we have to fuck.
Here we go again. And you die if you don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, you die. Like, you both know, like, tonight we will die if we don't have sex again.
Explode into just spaghetti everywhere.
Yes. I thought you were going to say semen. I was like...
That too.
Spaghetti and semen all mixed into one. Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Again, I'll just follow up my previous question. Yeah. You either have to never speak to your family again.
Uh-huh.
Or you have to eat meat every single day. Like, large steaks every meal. And, like, eggs on top, and, like a meat eater's diet, like chicken wings
for lunch. Chicken wings are literally my least favorite food.
Like, a ham omelet for breakfast, chicken wings, and a bucket of chicken and maybe a little pate for lunch, like liver pate.
Pate smells like cat food.
Yeah, and then dinner you have to eat, like, a ribeye steak and, like, a quail's egg.
I think, sadly, I would eat meat.
you have to. It's like your family.
I know, but it is a close call.
Isn't it wild when you think about the fact that I guarantee you could name some friends that you would choose otherwise? Like, you're like, meh, I could take them or leave them.
Oh, that I would rather not talk to them than eat meat? I would do that, like, voluntarily. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I just had to cut you.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, like, I would get used to it, but the first 2 weeks, like, the sex thing would be wild. I feel like I'd throw up a lot. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like I would get used to it.
Do you crave meat at all anymore?
No.
You don't?
I never craved meat.
Oh, you always
I was never
that.
A meat eater. Oh. Like, you can ask my parents. Like, my parents would, like, I couldn't eat meat on the bone.
Right.
I've eaten, I would say I could count all the steaks I've eaten in my life on two hands.
Right.
Chicken wings were, yeah, my least favorite like meal of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I was so picky with meat, and my parents still to this day are like, yeah, like, you were always the pickiest little kid.
You know what? It's weird. I was, too. Like, my dad used to make burgers, like, homemade burgers, and they joke, like, then there was the Breeze burger, and all I would have was the bun with lettuce and mustard, because I refused to eat the burger. Like, I hate it. My mom would make chicken wings. I would not eat them. I still to this day have never had a fast food burger. Never even taken a bite of one.
Wild. Like, right, you always get Filet-O-Fish, which is a crime in itself.
I always get Filet-O-Fish because, like, the idea of eating one of those burgers disturbs me. But then there's certain things that I can get
right,
around.
The idea of eating one of those burgers, but the square-shaped fish patty.
I don't know. It's like a really fish. So I'm like, how bad can it be? For, yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, even if you blended a fish up to a pulp, like, the whole thing, like, the eyeballs, the, like, you know, the fish asshole, I guess, into a pulp, and that's what I was eating, I would be like...
If you blended a bunch of fish assholes up.
I don't think it's that bad. Whereas, like, if I'm thinking about, like, McDonald's burger, I'm like, are there, like, actual, like, mammal assholes in that? Like,
okay,
I don't know.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather eat a fast food burger every day?
Yeah.
Or every single meal of yours is under the scope of how Julia eats her food?
Oh, God.
So for those who
it's
don't,
like I never
for those Julia. Who don't know, Bree's partner Julia doesn't eat vegetables
or fruit.
Like, to the point that we went grocery shopping one time and she bought groceries for herself and then got a thing of cheese and bread, and that was Julia's meals for the week.
Oh yeah. Like, she eats, like, she's going to be so annoying, too, because she's going to be that person that lives to, like, 107.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, what did you do? And she's going to be like, white bread and cheese.
I still think one of the hardest I've ever laughed, mm-hmm. one of the times I've laughed the hardest in probably the past few years was the story that, sorry, I'm a burpee, was the story that you told me about Julia and crepes.
Okay, so...
Because it is hands down the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So Julia and I, like, had just started dating. And I had stayed over at her place because we were dry humping. And then the next morning, she was like, I'm going to make some crepes. And we were, like, you know, like, a few months in.
Yeah.
So...
Also, like, how romantic.
Yeah, right?
Breakfast crepes?
Like, crepes?
Is this Paris?
So chic. And also, like, if you know Julia, she's, like, well, first of all, I'm obviously biased. She's the best. But also, like, she's definitely not someone you'd think would make, like, crepes.
Yeah.
Like, she's very, like, down to earth. Like, you know, I don't know how to describe it. She's, like, a lesbian. Like, I can't picture her making, like, light, like, Parisian crepes yeah. for the morning, right? So when she said this, I had been dating her for a few months. Obviously, you're still at the phase where you're, like, constantly learning new things about each other. And she said that, and I was like, holy shit, she knows how to make crepes? Like, wow,
you're like,
delish.
I made it.
Like, holy shit. So I was like, absolutely, I would love a crepe. Like, wow. Like, you just, I'm, like, second-guessing myself. I'm like, she literally, I'm saying this out loud to her. I'm like, holy shit, like, you just make crepes? Like, wow, I must be special. You're, like, pulling out the stuff to make crepes.
Yeah.
I'm picturing one of those, like, little, like, dishes with the little wheel that you, like, wheel the dough around to, like, make it perfect. And she's like, what are you talking about? It's no big deal. Like, I can just whip it up. And the more she's like, more I'm saying it's amazing, she's saying it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking she's even cooler because she just makes crepes.
You're like, and they're so casual, too.
Like, just a casual crepe on
Tuesday
morning. Yeah, and
it's no big deal.
Yeah, wow. So I, you know, I'm like getting ready for my day. I'm in the washroom, like doing my hair, and she's making crepes.
Yeah.
And I come out of the washroom and I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's like, what? I'm making crepes. Julia had Nutella and tortillas.
What kind? That was never clarified.
Flour tortillas.
Flour tortillas.
So it wasn't corn, at least.
Right. It wasn't whole wheat.
It was just a tortilla, like a white tortilla.
Yeah.
So she had tortillas. She had a pan heating on the stove, and she had tortillas where she was spreading Nutella and then putting another tortilla on, like you would make a quesadilla, but with Nutella in it.
A crepesadilla.
And putting it on the stove. And I was like, what the actual fuck?
And then you realized that she was an 11-year-old at heart.
Absolutely. Like, and so I'm trying
that
to tell her.
That is literally one of the meals that you make when your parents, like, leave you alone for, like, 2 hours. And you're like, I gotta survivor man this shit.
So I'm trying to explain to her that that's not a crepe. And she's trying to convince me that it is. And, like, this went on for hours, okay? Like, you know when you know you're right.
Yeah.
But the there's no audience for backup. So, like, she just was so set on the fact that this was a crepe. Like, why would it be any different? And I'm trying to use all these explanations. I'm like, that's like if you got, like, pizza dough and put Nutella in it. Like, that's not a crepe.
Literally.
Like, a crepe is a crepe. It's different. And she's like, it's bread. I'm like, no, it's not. And also, that tortilla isn't bread either.
Like, while we're at it.
And she was convinced. And still, to this day,
she still thinks that, like, when we talk about it still, she's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, she does not understand. And we have had actual crepes together, like, gotten crepes. And I'll be like, see, isn't this so different than the crepes you make? And she will say, no.
She's like, this is two tortillas.
She's like, I don't understand why we're paying $16 for this when I have the ingredients at home.
When I have Nutella at home and a 6-pack of flour tortillas that were $2.
Exactly. So, yeah, she's still to this day, like, I'll be like, oh, do you need me to pick you up something for lunch? She's like, no, I'm just going to make a crepe. Like, it drives me fucking insane. But yeah, so that's, you know what? What a nice life to live, to go on thinking that you know how to make crepes.
Exactly.
And she's not letting anyone tell her otherwise.
No.
So good for her for standing her ground.
Yeah, she's really holding it there.
Yeah, for real. Do you have any other would you rathers, or should I check the old DMs?
I would check because I actually came up with mine, so I had to rack my brain for them.
All right. Okay. Would you rather get mauled by a bear?
Okay.
Or vote for number 45?
Meaning
Trump.
Number 45.
Yeah.
Because.
I know, it's awful. It's awful, but at the same time, I feel like that's the really problematic but true answer. I feel like I could make a bigger difference, like, still being here and not mauled by a bear, like, talking shit about him and getting other people to not vote for him.
Yeah.
Then my one vote.
And
would
I could be like, listen,
deal.
I didn't have a choice. There was a bear outside the.
Yeah.
There was a bear in a MAGA hat outside the polling station.
Exactly. I feel like it's the same thing as saying, like, gun to your head. Like, but I'm not going to die.
Bear mauling to your head. But then I'm like, okay, so if I don't get mauled by a bear, is it that America gets mauled by a bear? You know?
Yeah.
Figuratively.
But you're one vote.
Yeah.
But I hate that I'm saying this because, like, every vote does matter. Like, it's true. And, like, obviously people are going to freaking come for me and be like, every vote matters. Why you say that? But, like, I'm going to get mauled by a fucking bear.
And that's a pretty, if it was, like, die, I would probably just choose die, maybe.
Yeah, like, but easy. Like, but you're clinging to life. Like,
no,
tortured.
Mauled by a bear is, like, horrific.
Yeah, you're like, thrashed around. Like, I'm picturing when your dog gets, like, a chew toy and kind of, like, thrashes it on the ground. But, like,
yeah,
with you.
But me.
And you're
I'm
still
the chew
alive.
Toy.
And you're like, end it, please.
I'm Mr. Monks.
Yeah.
That's my
yeah,
my parents'
Monks.
New dog has her favorite toy is a monkey, and my mom, she sleeps in her bed with her.
That's
and my
cute.
Mom, instead of saying, like, at night, like, time to go to bed, she's like, time to go with Mr. Monks. And then my dog, like, goes into her bed with it. But then sometimes if you're like, time to go with Mr. Monks, like, time to go to bed, she'll just go and get it and, like, pull it out.
Oh,
and we're like, no, bitch.
Yeah. Sneaky.
She's like, technically, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. She's like, I'm with Mr.
I'm like,
Monks.
Let's not get into semantics here.
Oh, my God. And then you bring the bear out.
Yeah.
Get in your cage. Yeah, no, I feel like I would be able to make enough of a platform on the fact that the only reason I'm voting for Trump is because I will otherwise get mauled by a bear. And it's that bad of a choice. And I was struggling with it to help people convince other people to vote otherwise.
I was going to say, I think bears for Trump might be maybe his platform this time. But then I'm like, does that just mean like gay bears for Trump?
It does, which, I feel.
What if it's getting mauled by a bear? Even worse, maybe.
Oh, okay. You know how we've talked about, like, you don't really have this issue because you wear, like, heeled boots and stuff, but, like, how some people in certain situations wouldn't know I was gay?
Right.
Okay. I had one of these moments, speaking of bears, on the weekend where I was looking for a way to tell this person that I was gay without telling them I was gay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want them to think I was a person that was like, I have a gay cousin, you know?
Yeah.
But there's no way to actually just be like, hey, I'm gay. Like, that's weird. Like, why are you saying this to me? You're a stranger. But you want them to know. There needs to be like a special like triple wink or something that like means like I'm also one of you.
Right.
But we don't make it weird. Like, we don't need to talk about this. I just want you to know.
Like a bird call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little caca.
Yeah. Like, and they're like, caca?
And you're like, correct. Anyways, moving on. So Julia and I, by our place, like two blocks away, there was a social distance farmer's market set up.
Okay.
So it was all like closed in. It wasn't just like an open space. It was like an outdoor space, but it was like fenced all around. So you had to go in one area and they like spaced everyone out. So you'd like go in and you had to walk around the circle in one direction and everyone was wearing, you had to wear a mask, blah, blah. You had to sanitize on the way in. Anyways, it was a way of supporting these people that usually do it every week and like haven't been able to do their stuff. Anyways, there was this one booth that was like homemade soaps. It was actually a really cute idea. I'm going to post it over on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast because if you're in the Vancouver area, especially, like, he did say you could order it online. And it's, like, soap for all these different occasions, like, really giftable.
Okay.
And, like, really cute looking. So it was, like, just, like, kind of wrapped in, like, plain, like brown labels. But then it said, like, you know, Happy Mother's Day or, like, baby shower or, like, whatever. And whatever the soap color was kind of matched the event. Like, they had all these different funky designs, if you will.
I have seen decorative soap before.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah.
Okay, so it's, like, a soap that has, like, different colors to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, the soap is something that, like, if you looked at it, you'd be like, oh, okay,
that kind of matches.
Yeah, it matches, no. What you're,
what
you're talking about for the occasion. You know? He did say he did bar mitzvahs, too.
Could you just do that one more time? I kind of wasn't understanding.
Yeah, so there's like, it's like these soaps. And he had, like, probably, like, 100 out all different occasions, okay? So picture this.
Where was this story going?
Where it was going was, first, I noticed he had a pride soap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I looked down, guess what color?
I'm gonna guess rainbow.
It was a rainbow soap.
Okay, crazy.
And it said, like, happy pride. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's rainbow.
And
it's for pride.
Right.
Very giftable to gay people in your life. So I exclaimed, oh.
Soap.
You even have decorative soap.
Oh, it matches the name.
I exclaimed, oh, you even have a pride soap. Hoping it would come off like, I'm one of you.
Right.
Because I could tell he was one of the people.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. Like, he could tell that he thought I was doing the whole, like, I have a cousin who's gay thing. Like,
yeah.
He thought I was
trying
to say.
Were you with Julia?
I was, but she was busy at the blast station.
Okay. the blast station.
The last.
See, I was buying soaps, and she was just getting blasted.
She was at the finger blast station at the market. Okay?
She was a little busy.
She was actually getting us, funny enough, a quesadilla. Which she probably would have called it a crepe truck if he asked.
No, it's grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. She's like, hey, Bree, I bought his grilled cheese.
Like, that's basically what she's doing.
She never says anything to quesadilla. She brings over a taco. She's like, I got his hot dog. It's never the truth. She honestly, what does she have against tortillas? I want to know.
I don't know.
So anyways, I was busy with the soap guy, looking over my shoulder, hoping Julia,
yeah, I don't come gay it up over here.
Is gonna come over, okay? And so I could tell he thought I was doing the cousin thing.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I'm exclaiming about this, so you know I'm a safe space.
Yeah.
When I wanted to let him know that I was a flaming homosexual as well, and it was stressing me out. So then I turned my head slightly past bar mitzvah soap, you know, bridesmaid soap, wedding
death soap.
Yeah, exactly. When someone dies, funeral soap.
Yeah.
and there was there bear soap, the bear flag.
I didn't even know bears had a flag.
What kind of gay are you?
Not a bear.
Yeah, bears. That's true. Bears have a flag.
Okay.
Actually, this is why I'm homophobic. Against gay males. Lesbians, like, barely have a flag. Like, there's, like, three. No one really knows which one's true.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, all over the place. Whereas gays have, like, a flag for every niche. There's a leather flag. There's a freaking everything flag. Bear flag.
Like, I, yeah.
Twink flag. Everything. Everything. Anyways. Puppy flag. Moving on. So there was a bear. There was a bear flag.
Okay.
Soap.
Yeah.
I don't know what it said on it. Happy bear. Happy being
a bear. I'm a bear. Flag soap.
And I was like, is this pushing it too far?
Right.
If I say something about the bear flag soap. Because I'm not a bear. So now it's looking like even more like I'm being at trying to
be an ally. My cousin's a gay bear.
Because he kind of was bear vibes.
Right.
So probably why he brewed up that soap. So then I'm like, oh, do I tell him my cousin's a bear? Or do I just leave it? Like, do I just let him think that I'm a heterosexual woman at this space?
Right.
I couldn't bring myself to say it. I felt like it was too much. I felt like saying that I knew about the bears seemed a little invasive.
Okay, so that's how the story ends?
Yeah. Then me and Julia ate our grilled cheese.
Your grilled cheese.
And we left.
Wow.
And on the way home, I talked to her about it. I said, I don't think that guy knew I was gay. And she goes, so? And I'm like, yeah, I'm stressed about it. Like, I was considering going back and buying the bear soap just to prove it. I'm going to go back this Sunday.
That was a really bad story. Also, your hair right now, it looks like it's short. Never cut your hair.
Because the layers in the front. Yeah. Do I look bad with short hair?
You look like my, like, aunt.
Oh, like very like little bob.
Yeah.
I'll fix that for you.
Thank God.
Better?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If you're listening, soap guy.
I'm gay.
Now you know. I am a bear. Honestly.
Well, this was
tough thing.
Really on par with Bree's birthday, I would say.
A cult classic. Honestly, I feel like this was a step up from Bree's birthday.
Barely.
On that note. On that, though. Did you know what kind of soaps he had there? Like, gorgeous colors, okay? Something for every occasion. Sponsored by Bear Soaps. Wherever you're listening, please follow or subscribe. Also, follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. Also, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review.
It
really, really helps us out. Share us with all your friends. Share us on social media. Tag us. We'll repost. We'll respond. We love you all so much when you do that. Really, really appreciate it. Until next time, we will
see you around the gay neighborhood. Okay, run through the soap with me one more time.
There's a bear soap.